Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Nobody panic.
How are you doing?
Oh, welcome. How are you? Come on in.
I'm Stevie.
I'm Tessa.
And this is Nobody Panic, where we help you become an adult or just continue being an adult without screaming.
Giving it a good go.
Giving it a real good go. I think one of the biggest parts of being an adult, and the thing that I would, at uni, when I sort of arguably wasn't an adult, would do the most to appear adult, was to invite friends over for dinner.
Certainly.
And then panic.
It was the epitome of pretending to be a grown-up. Mm. As our famous Lord and Saviour, Dolly Alderton, always says, you always do holiday tourism into the age above you.
Oh my God, you absolutely do. Yeah.
So when you're at university, the idea of throwing a dinner party feels so outrageous and so silly.
Yeah, but also like so thrilling.
So thrilling.
I actually never managed it at uni, but I went to others that did. And I would just be so impressed if they did anything.
You just felt like a Richard Curtis movie. You felt like you were in Notting Hill round a casserole.
Mm.
You never managed it.
Casserole. Mm. What is a casserole?
I don't know, but it's in one of those like terracotta big dishes, you know?
Yes, called a casserole. The dish is called a casserole as well, isn't it?
What's in it? No idea.
Or chicken? Okay.
Stew?
Could be.
So this episode is how to have a dinner party. Just some top tips. You know,
from two women that just know what they're doing.
We regularly throw a supper club.
Oh, yeah. And it's daily, actually.
It's a daily supper club.
I call it going to Chipotle and getting a burrito.
Crying. Saying you're going to take it away, but then eating it in.
Because
you got tired. You thought, I'll have one bit and then I'll go. But you don't. Have the whole thing.
And then they know that you've not paid to sit in.
Yeah, but you do it anyway. You sort of feel like a rebel. So
I've never hosted a dinner party.
No, me neither. Actually, and every time I cry.
When you guys come round or other friends that I have and it's like, oh, I've got to have dinner, I do the same thing every time.
What is it?
Pesto pasta with salad.
That's not a dinner party, Stevie.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that's
every time I've been in your house.
I don't think that's a dinner party. I'm not completely deluded.
Right. Sorry.
But that would be the only thing I would think to make that it's like, well, no one doesn't like that.
No, quite right. I've actually been in your house and you've made me an avocado and egg on potato waffle.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. I have gone up in the world.
Yes.
That is true. And you pop the waffle in the toaster. That's what we all know now.
Revolution.
Because that defrosts it.
And then you just whipped up an egg.
I just whipped it. It was raw.
And then you
poured
whipped
a raw egg over it.
Over a waffle. Over a waffle. Burnt toasted waffle.
I did, yeah.
And that's dinner.
That is dinner or breakfast
or lunch.
And I think
we're barely steps away from the terracotta tagine.
You, though, you've definitely like had a go at hosting a dinner party.
Mm. I've had several goes,
yeah.
And they have all ended in tears and disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a horrifying thing to try and do.
Yeah. It's because I cannot cook. Cannot cook.
Cannot cook. Frightened of the oven.
Very frightened of the oven.
Tessa very confidently told me that ovens don't work a few months ago.
Yeah.
Until we discovered you don't know how to use the oven.
Absolutely no idea how to use it. We are doing an episode coming up. Couldn't tell you when.
How to use an oven.
How to use the oven. How to cook. I want somebody, and it's going to be me, telling you what all the numbers mean on the oven, you know?
I mean, I could tell you that.
No.
Okay, sure, absolutely.
Save it up.
We can go through some very simple dishes.
Yeah.
Simple piece of fish.
Simple
piece. As comedian Gabby Best has a great bit about that in her show.
Just a simple piece.
Just be one of those women that orders a simple piece of fish.
Just a simple bit of fish.
Talking of not being able to use the oven, what's the adult thing that you've done this week?
I have touched on this before, but I've done it again, and
it's a sequel.
I'm so thrilled with it that I just want to get the word out about how possible it is. If you are taking a long train journey, number one, get yourself a rail card if you fall into the 26 to 30 bracket.
Because there's a new one that goes up to 30.
Yes. There's a special old elder millennial one. So do get involved. Number two, if you're taking a long train journey and you put in A to B into train tracker or whatever.
Train line.
Thank you so much. And it tells you how much it is, probably £1 million.
Usually.
Then do it again from your A to a midpoint. And then from the midpoint to the end of your journey, so stay on the same train, don't move, but have two separate tickets.
Cheaper?
Half the price.
No, it's not.
Yes.
So you don't technically have to change?
No, you don't change.
That is disgusting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, me neither. And somebody recently told me about it, and I was like, sick. It has blown my mind.
Top hack.
It was a £80 journey. I got it for £21. Have a go. It's absolutely fantastic.
It's amazing.
It's my new thing.
Mine is as ever less exciting than that. I last year was like, I've never owned a pair of Spanx.
Okay.
I had a dress I wanted to wear for a wedding, and you could see the outline of my knickers, and I was like, what's this? It was like, that's literally a
thing. So obviously, take them off.
Okay, I didn't want to because I didn't want to get drunk and then be like, well, Stevie's arrived at the wedding. So
that's me at most weddings. I've never got any pants on.
I know. I can't do that. I feel very exposed.
Try it.
Yeah, sure. I might now because I bought Spanx. So I was like, well, I've heard that that's the other thing. And they're like £35. And they're basically just very high-waisted, low on the
thigh. So they go to about between your knee and your bosoms.
Knee and the bosom, yeah. But you can get lots of different types, can't you? You can get
a bloomer.
Full body. You can get like...
They're designed to, no matter what your size, smooth you.
Smooth the lines.
Smooth you. So there's no VPL, but there's also no like...
Lumps
and bumps.
Lumps and bumps. Oh, fuck off.
And may I just tell you, just taking your underwear off does exactly the same thing.
Great.
Just take them off.
Point is, I don't need Spanx for, some people buy them to look slimmer, and I don't need them for that, but I do need them for lumps and bumps sometimes.
Sure.
They're a piece of shit. They hurt the whole day. I couldn't sit down. They kept rolling down. You know, like when you have like very badly made tights and they roll down like a little sausage. Mm. I couldn't breathe. And then I took them off and I did wear no pants.
Great.
But I wasn't very comfortable doing that. And so I've kept them in the drawer. And so like very occasionally I will be going out and I'll be like, oh God, I suppose it's a Spanx thing. Put them on. I hate it. So the other day I cut them up with scissors. So I was like, I don't even want to be tempted to wear these. I don't think they're good for women. And I don't think they're not nice. And that was my adult
That's
thing.
That's fantastic. You chopped your Spanx up.
Yeah, because I was worried if I put them in the bin, then I'd just get them out. They do squash you in, but then that squash has to go somewhere else. So then you just end up having like a really big calf.
Absolutely. They're a disgrace. They're a modern day corset. Just take them off.
Take them off. But on to dinner parties.
So you've got dressed up. You've put your Spanx on. You're
ready.
No,
you've cut your Spanx off. You're either wearing knickers or not.
You put your favourite little smock on.
Yes.
And you're ready for a dinner party.
Now, what should we cook? Or should you Mrs. Doubtfire it, which I think is the best scenario. Mrs. Doubtfire it, dress up as an old lady.
Right.
And set fire to your boobs.
Yes.
No, what you should do is, I think, order fancy takeaway, make it look like it's homemade. Genuinely, I think that is the best way forward.
Oh, great. Did she do that at Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yeah.
When?
Oh, right, okay. Sally Fields is coming home and he doesn't know how to cook. So he orders from a very, very expensive takeaway. And then puts it on all the plates. And then she comes in, she's like, and all I remember is plate, he's spooning out three boiled carrots.
Oh my God, yes. Okay, so I think that 100%.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
I'm
like
all in.
Step one, but then, base level. But then if you're like, Stevie, I'm not doing that. I'm not an idiot. Fine. Have it your own way, but that is what I think you should do.
So I think the most important thing with your dinner party
is to
imagine what it is in your mind and then be like, what of those things is actually achievable and which will I just be having a meltdown about because I did not achieve this high standard?
Yes, because nobody wants a host who's crying.
No one wants a host who's crying. Have a little watch of the Royal Family Christmas special. It's one of the greatest half hours of television and she's crying because the turkey's not defrosted and all she wanted was a Christmas like Nigella because Nigella has given us and everyone else has given us a vision vision of what you can achieve. Mm. And you're like, actually, it's really, really hard.
Yeah.
And then it turns out all anyone wants is just to sit with their friends and eat something, ideally warm, but it could be anything.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody gives a shit.
I've been to parties where, like, I've got a friend called Matt Johnson, and he is famous for his absolutely dreadful catering at his birthday party. The birthday party is lovely. And then at about, I say, 4 hours in, he'll go, the sausage is in the grill! And there'll just be sausages in the grill, and you have to go to the grill and take the sausage out yourself with your hand. There's no plates. And then once he tried to cook a soup, and it was like, oh, there's something in the pan. And we're like, okay, what is it? And he's like, I don't know. And then we all put it in a bowl. And I drank it, and I could not tell you what it was. I couldn't discern. It wasn't unpleasant, but it also wasn't anything. Mm-hmm. So, and I go back and back and back. Like, I'm not there for the food. He has a lot of booze, and everyone dresses up, and we have such a laugh, and it's great. But I wouldn't say the food element is that important.
No, and I think, give a shit. Just like, just back off. Like, just don't do it. Unless you personally, like, that's part that you love.
Mm.
Just don't do it. The more you can do that ahead of time, the better.
Oh, God,
so
yeah.
The more the things can just be cold, ideal.
Like, basically, you want some sort of, like, I don't think you should do like a full buffet, but I mean, like, that's the vibe. Like, bowls of things, and then people just like can put the things in their plate, like canteen style.
Yeah.
The thing is though, that is you and me saying that, but I do know a lot of people who are like, they throw dinner parties. And then I do know a lot of people that bitch about the dinner parties, being like, oh, well, she didn't even have a starter. So that, and you're like,
well, they sound like terrible people.
I think so too. So I think if you're hosting a dinner party and you are genuinely panicking because you know that your friends are going to freak out and treat you like shit because your pea soup isn't good enough, don't host a dinner party for those people.
No,
that host a dinner
awful.
Party that make you feel like relaxed. And if you love cooking and you love baking, and the thought of like making food for your friends is really like fun and exciting, and you have a dining table, I don't even have a table, so I can't even throw one, but if, you know, and you've got it all sorted, that's great. But only do the things that make you feel that you're going to have fun as well, because I think a lot of people feel like when they're hosting any sort of party, their enjoyment is completely moot. Like,
yes,
it's everyone else's enjoyment. Even if
it would be better if they weren't even at the party.
Yeah, and kind of, for the most part, it probably is, because they're running around screaming, being like, well, the tagliatelle is hard! Mm. You're like, no one cares, and actually, it would just make it soft and no one will mind. Like, do you
no
know
one
what I mean?
Will mind. I once tried a dinner party. I was so prepped ahead. I was trying to do so much ahead of schedule. I was making spaghetti bolognese.
Mm.
Never made it before. Got a pan of cold, like 2 hours ahead, got a pan of cold water. Just, I wanted to be like, ready, ready, ready.
Yeah.
Measured out my spaghetti and was like, oh, you need like a handful per mm-hmm. person. So got it all in a big chunk. Put the dry spaghetti in the cold water. Mm. For like 2 hours.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Okay. So I was like, it's ready. I'll be ready to turn it on.
Turn it on because it's all in.
Yeah, because it's in. And so
absolutely
as soon
ruined.
As the doorbell goes, I'll pop that on. And I felt so confident. And then everyone arrived and they were like, the fuck is that? And it was like, half of it was like obviously hard, the stuff that was in the air, and the bottom was just like, well, spaghetti that had been in the cold water for 2 hours. And I was like, that's it. We're ready to cook.
So you can be overprepared.
You can be overprepared. So obviously that is not how you cook spaghetti.
No, of course not. I've never attempted it because I would do that and I'd then cry. So what I do is I always do the takeaway option or the pesto thing option. But again, like, I haven't ever hosted an actual party because I have a table. So it's more like sort of sit around and eat off your knee sort of situation.
So I think to begin, this I think of all the time because it is a joke, but it really makes me laugh. It was an article about how to impress a date.
Oh, yeah.
And you went on the date. There was all these top tips.
Pyro.
Boss pyro.
Just like fireworks and shit.
Oh, right. Yeah. Then you brought the date home and it says like 3 weeks earlier, write to the Queen.
Okay.
Write to Buckingham Palace, okay, inviting the Queen for tea. The Queen will obviously decline, but you will receive a letter back thanking you, which is what happens if you write to the Queen. They actively write back to you to say, thank you so much for your time. The Queen has to decline. Mm-hmm. But on your doormat will be a letter addressed to you from Buckingham Palace. And then it says, like, open the door. You've placed the letter from the Queen on the doormat. Then you say, oh, sorry, that's just the Queen.
It's Liz again.
Sorry, that's Buckingham Palace. And then you just
Yeah, but then they go, oh, wow, what's that?
And then you go, I'll open it later.
Yeah. Then you look like a twat.
I would 100% have sex with somebody. Yeah. I just put the letter.
I got a letter from the Queen because I wrote to her asking to save the tigers when I was seven. And she wrote back saying, yes, sure. I think that's more of a government matter. I mean, she didn't. Her cabinet
sure,
did.
Sure, sure. Was so it signed from the Queen?
Yes. So
her actual signature?
I think so, yeah. Or like, well, it was just like a squiggle and it was like the Queen.
Wow.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is a six-year-old could do that. So
yeah.
That's not. Don't just shag anyone who's got a letter from the Queen.
First tip.
If you want Tessa to come round and really make the party started, letter from the Queen.
Okay. Number two, big bowl of lemons.
Sorry. So once you've seen the letter of the Queen, you've either had sex or you haven't. There's a big bottle of lemons in the kitchen.
You're not going to have sex straight away.
Well, you might do, but
just as soon as you've seen the letter, it's in the back of your mind.
Yeah,
like, we're going to have sex now.
And then you see the lemon.
Just as many lemons as you can get into a big bowl.
Middle of the table.
Okay.
And then you say,
oh, sorry. Let me just get these out of the way.
Sorry, what do people glean from that? That you're a woman who loves lemons?
Imagine how, like, together you look.
I'd say, that's a woman who's bought two new lemons. That's what I think. That's the opposite of together. Come with a third tip.
No more.
That's all of your tips.
So this is very specific to the dinner, if this is a date dinner.
Okay.
It's that the ideal thing is a red Thai curry. It's the ultimate, like, you chop and do stuff together.
Yeah.
Then you've got a 45-minute window while it's like simmering.
The Queen and the lemons. They've overcome you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So that's the exact time to do it.
Right.
So if it's not a sex thing.
none of these were helpful for a dinner party. Just going to bob in there.
Okay.
But you can, you know, make it work.
I do think the red Thai curry remains a positive thing because
people are
arriving, you're chopping, people can help you chop. Sidebar.
I don't want to turn up to a dinner party and start making the dinner.
Okay.
Just going to bob in,
but
right,
you're
there.
A bad guest because sidebar, when good guests say, oh, can I bring anything?
Mm.
You ever done that? No.
Yeah. What? Oh, no, of course. Oh, no, yes, I always do. And then I'll turn up with hummus.
Yeah, hummus, exactly.
Yeah, a pot of Sainsbury's hummus.
So when people say, can I bring anything? You always say, like, no, just yourselves. Come. Have a wonderful
and
time.
And maybe a bottle.
Yeah. So obviously you'd be like, yes,
bring
whatever you want to drink. Mm. And two, actually suggest something. So maybe for you, they'd know that you only know hummus.
I only know hummus.
Say, when the guest says, what can I bring? You don't say, no.
Don't say that. I
You say, yes, please.
Yes.
I need... ideally, like a pudding, you know?
Oh, that's good. Okay.
But only
great.
If the guest is not you, Stevie, because if I said to you, oh, thank you so much, could you whip up a pudding?
You'd I'd be bring like, some hummus.
You'd be like, fuck you, I'm bringing a hummus.
Yeah.
You know? And also, you're like, I don't like to whip up a pudding. That's not a thing I enjoy.
But I could bring like a very nice Waitrose.
Yeah, you could.
Pudding.
But again, I would maybe ask somebody who likes
up a pudding. Lauren Bravo, for
example, who I know loves that sort of shit and would enjoy to make, you know,
yes,
to make
or something. Ben Salter, who makes amazing cakes.
Like, if that's somebody that they like, please say, like, yes, would you bring one of your amazing puddings?
Mm-hmm.
If you know that that would send them fucking spiraling.
Like me or you.
Like me or I would, like, lose my mind if someone asked me to...
Whip up anything.
Sure. Without, like, 7 days prep, you know? And then I would either go one of two... I would, like, way over-deliver. And it would be, like, so elaborate and inedible.
Yeah, of course.
But I would be, like, dripping in sweat by the time I arrived. And I'd have broken it on the tube because it would have, like... toppled.
Yeah.
It would be like a tower.
The tower of lemons.
Of course
lemons.
It is. The tower of lemons. So know your guest's strength and do ask them to provide a thing.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The hummus thing, have your crudités ready when people arrive.
Crisps and dip.
Crisps and dip.
Or vegetables and dip.
Vegetables and dip if you're a fancy lady. I do think crisps, as somebody who could easily eat all the crisps.
Kettle chips.
I could eat 7 to 8 bags.
Yes.
On the hoof. Oh, no, yes. No problem. I do think they do sometimes spoil a meal if you've eaten 3 or 4 bowls.
Maybe stick to vegetables in case your guests can't stop eating.
Can't stop eating the crisps.
The crisps.
Especially come from work, whatever. You're like, oh my God, some crisps. And then by the time, you know, the beef Wellington or whatever arrives, everyone's like, I'm sorry, I'm sick on the crisps.
Right.
You know, it's something I have done.
I feel like
past.
That's on the guest, but completely understand.
And I'm saying, therefore, if you maybe have guests who can't control themselves.
How do you know? But
how
sure.
would you know?
Sure.
Don't provide crisps.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Hummus in the middle, carrots in a sun.
Sun?
Yeah, the hummus is the beginning of the sun or the flower.
Oh,
and the carrots are all around the outside.
Sort of rays of the sun.
On a wooden chopping board.
Perhaps.
And suddenly you look like, you know.
I'd say also provide a selection of dips because some people don't like hummus.
Yes.
I can't imagine that.
Have we not seen Queer Eye? Just mash up an avocado.
Mash an avocado and put it
in a bowl.
In a bowl, yeah.
Literally,
some
you just mash
lemon.
The avocado, you squeeze some lemon or one of your lemons.
One
course,
of your lemons that
or
you've
a
got
lime,
in the bowl.
Or chop some bits of tomato, some salt. That's a dip.
Yeah, absolute dip. Yeah.
That's a dip, mate. You've made a guacamole. Don't buy a guacamole. You're not an idiot.
Also, it isn't very nice.
No, it's not
nice.
In the tub. It's so much nicer. You can make such a nice one. You'll be like, oh, that is something that you genuinely can whip. And I believe in you because it's just mashing.
Oh, of course.
You cannot go
Whereas
wrong.
Whereas hummus is very difficult.
Do not make your own hummus. You're
oh
not ready.
Oh, my God. It's like grouting when you make it. It's disgusting. But very useful for tiles.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And so it's a multi-purpose dip, but don't try that.
No.
Tarama salata.
Tarama salata. Oh,
no,
that's
sorry.
Like
no,
fish
no,
eyes.
No. That's the worst.
Okay, so not
I said it positively,
salata.
But I'm actually wrong. I meant tzatziki.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Fantastic dip.
Just
tarama salata,
I love
no.
This is an episode of like, how to do a dinner party, and we're literally just going to talk about dip for 50 minutes. And I'm so here for it.
So much dip. And then a cucumber. Obviously, I used to provide plain cucumber.
What are the cucumber are
well, there? Well, I saw a very fancy lady chop up her cucumbers, put them on what I might describe as like a long, thin plate, like a fish plate that you'd be like, what's that for?
Okay.
You know, so fancy. Then cover them in olive oil and salt and pepper. And suddenly it was transformed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was something that happened in 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah. I actually have a good quick one, which is tomatoes, mozzarella and avocado chopped on a plate.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put loads of olive oil and loads of salt on it. If you do loads of that, it's genuinely the best. It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And then it's called salad tricolore. So you'd be like, oh, it's my time in Italy.
Of
and then they say,
oh God.
What? And you can't back it up because you haven't been.
I throw a basil leaf.
Just one.
One basil leaf.
You can get a plant from Tesco, then it'll die within the hour.
Within the hour.
You must plug it.
But
plug
while
it quickly.
It's there, whap it in a flower pot so it looks like it's your basil plant.
Of course you do.
You're not an idiot.
Potentially,
don't
throughout
take out
the evening, just spritz it with water.
Yeah, spritz it.
I'm so sorry. My basil leaf
so
is
no, do
drying
carry
out.
On. No, tell your story again, Jonathan. I'm just spritzing this basil plant.
Oh, she's divorced, is she?
Yeah,
oh,
spritz your basil plant. Stick one of those on your encore tricolore salad.
Salad tricolore, yeah.
What's it called?
Salad tricolore.
Oh, salad tricolore.
Mm.
And then if your guests eat fish and or dairy, if not, abandon ship on this one, smoked salmon samples because they look like miniature samples of a
thing.
They're
so small.
They can either be on the bread, and it's just chopped up pieces of brown bread with a bit of smoked salmon and cream cheese on it.
Oh, wow. Cream cheese, yes.
It looks amazing and is incredibly quick.
And now you've made a canapé.
And you've made a buttered canapé. Yeah. You've made it. Or if you don't eat bread, whip just a bit of cream cheese, roll it into a roll.
Yes, then now you have a salmon cream cheese roll.
Now you've got a salmon cream cheese roll.
We have that at my grandma's every Christmas.
Exactly. Mm. And suddenly you're like, wow. So if you can impress the people early on with your cold stuff.
They won't care about the disaster you've made in the kitchen.
Yes, that everything's literally aflame.
Yes, or it's four sausages in a grill.
Yeah, so now you look calm. People are here. There's some music on.
Oh, just thought.
Absolutely.
Because all of that, I was like, sounds great. Love it. We're doing a lot of hand gestures here in the studio. I would still be like, you're a working woman. You get home at 6, everyone's arriving at 7:30. You've got to make starters and a main. Invite a friend round who's a calm friend who won't fuck it up and get them to make the, like those like canapé nibbly things while you are screaming, making a pad thai.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. First then, one through the door.
Don't do it yourself.
No. Absolutely.
I think that's just, I've just suddenly realised that is what I should have been doing this whole time.
Yes, getting a friend
getting
in.
Getting a friend in.
Or just some hired catering.
Sure. You're so right. Why haven't I hired some catering
in? Hire the catering.
Get a marquee. Come on. What is this?
Yeah, exactly.
So then your main.
So now abandon ship on the idea that all the things have to be cohesive.
Okay.
So rather than being like, oh, but it's a Mediterranean starter. I made this.
Your starters don't have to be cohesive. Absolutely.
But then don't be like, but we have this Italian starter. Can we now have an Asian dip? You know, middling. Just be like, who gives a shit? You're here. Eat what's in front
of you. Have a curry.
Eat what's in front of you. Make something vaguely seasonal. So if it's the baking heat of winter.
Oh my God, this is getting quite.
But if it's the baking heat of summer, you don't need a bangers and mash.
Understand.
You know?
Yeah, actually, that is true.
No,
making
your time.
Something seasonal made me frightened.
Oh,
but
sorry,
that
sorry.
Makes sense.
I merely mean
hot and cold.
No, you're hot and cold.
Know what temperature you are.
Just check, am I hot or cold?
What food will that correspond with? Understood, yeah.
Am I hot or cold?
Make something that you are so confident making. Mm-hmm. So don't try a new recipe for your main. Mm-hmm. Your first dinner party. I think what you want to do is be like, yes, I've never made a pad thai before, but I think now is the time. No, it's not. If you want pad thai, order it and pretend it's yours. Fine. Or don't pretend it's yours and be like, we've ordered pad thai and nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
But even if you can't cook at all, you have a sort of go-to that makes you feel comfortable and makes you not feel like you're completely a loser. Because it's all about, it's fully psychological now.
Yeah.
From this point onwards, it's nothing about the food. It's your mindset. You are a sportswoman. Lining up to run the 100 metres.
Yeah.
And you cannot wear stupid shoes. No. You have to wear the shoes that you're used to running in.
Yes.
So,
for God's sake, don't try to get your new shoes out today.
Don't get your new shoes out
today.
You're
going to get blisters. Are you mad? So anything that is a make-ahead dish, lasagna, any kind of shepherd's pie affair, anything that goes in what we might describe as a tray bake.
Oh, goes in the oven. Yeah.
But what you could, lasagna.
Lasagna.
Lasagna. You can make a week ahead of schedule.
Can you?
That will sit cold, ready to go.
Okay.
With some cling film over in the larder or wherever the corner
the
of
the fridge
or the corner of your house. For honestly, three
lasagna in the corner of your house a week before the dinner party. It's an old pagan ritual. Well, people feel at home.
Okay, a week. Okay. A day.
A
day.
The day before.
That will sit. Because you make your beef, or you can make this vegetarian, that's that, then the layering, then your cheesy
I'm terrible at making lasagna. So I'd go for a pasta bake.
Yeah, absolutely. But genuinely, a lasagna is genuinely one that seems alarming, but is like actually extremely achievable.
Okay, great.
But the crucial thing is that it will sit, looking nice, that you've made nice and calm the day before, and then ding dong, the guests are here.
In the oven, rather than
you at covered. This is me being spat on by oil at the grill. You know, it's all
you're grilling your lasagna,
frying up the tomato, all of this shit, and it hasn't had time to sit in all of this crap.
So try and make if you're going to make a meal, try and make it the day before and make sure that So then you get home from work, you've got all those starters, you've got to get the booze ready and get all the things and make your flat not look like a shit. I'll put your lemons out,
your lemons
make sure
out.
The queen's responded.
Letter is on the mat.
A lot of that going on. And then, then the actual main meal you don't have to worry about. Pudding sorted because you've got your nice friend who's coming with a
and
mousse.
If they haven't, throw some Häagen-Dazs on the table.
Oh, my God, just throw it.
Throw a spoon at people's head.
Yeah,
done.
Fine.
Some fruit. We're talking strawberries, your raspberries, your red fruits, your berries, Stevie. Say raspberries were very cheap and reduced in the reduced aisle.
Mm.
And you're like, I don't want these raspberries right now. put them in the freezer.
Okay.
Then you're serving your Häagen-Dazs ice cream.
You've got a compote.
Yes. You take those frozen berries out of the freezer. You put them in a pan on the low heat.
You've made a jus!
And it took you 30 seconds.
Because, like Häagen-Dazs and jus. I love the sound of it.
Right?
And that happened
like weeks ago because you put some frozen raspberries in the freezer.
Okay.
Right?
I'm down. I didn't think that anecdote was going to end with a solid tip.
But it did.
It's so solid, baby.
Who saw that coming? And then hopefully someone else is like rescuing the day by pudding. But really, pudding isn't, you know.
No, but by that point, and also we haven't got to this, drinks, make sure you have drinks, because by the time they get to the end of the main meal, people are quite drunk and don't particularly want, they'll probably just eat more crisps.
Yeah.
You know?
They'll eat whatever.
They'll eat literally anything.
Always get more booze in, or whatever it is that you, even if you don't drink.
Schlur.
Whatever it is you like to drink, have more stuff.
Don't feel the need to be like, well, it's a dinner party, so I'll have to make frozen margaritas all night. Not helpful, because you've got to focus on the meal. I think fancy drinks, this is all like your fifth and sixth dinner parties. Mm-hmm. You have to start and nail the food first, and once you know you can do that, then you can progress on to, would you like your martini dirty or clean?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Absolutely. You're not there yet.
You're not there yet. And if you are, why are you listening to this podcast?
Yeah, you don't need us.
Better. We don't know how to help you.
Yeah.
We're never going to do advanced level dinner making.
Never going to get there. We can barely progress past level one.
I have I've never done it.
Level one is just don't cry.
And have some food.
Don't get burnt.
Yeah.
Serve something edible.
Make sure nothing's on fire.
This is my last one about broccoli.
Last tip about broccoli. Thank God.
You're inundated.
You can't shut up about it.
Okay. Bowl of peas with some mint in it. Again, you bought a mint plant while you were buying a basil plant.
Again, of course you did. Can you buy mint plants?
Oh, yeah. Okay. And if you want to keep that alive, a mint is extremely hardy. Like, a mint will genuinely give that a good go.
Okay, so get yourself a hardy mint.
And because honestly, put a mint on your whatever outside space you've got.
A mint? Are we talking about like a full plant in a pot?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
It'll look. It's one that's
it'll
like,
flourish.
Don't mind me. I'm growing. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't. Whereas basil is like, basil.
Oh, it's terrible. It's dead on arrival.
Mother, will you spritz me? Whereas mint is like, nah, I got my own thing going on.
It's like the SAS of the leaf
mint,
world.
Mint.
You know, like they chant. Mint. They chant their own name, like the SAS. Yeah.
Mint is fine. So have a mint plant. That goes on boiled potatoes, that goes in anything, in a mojito, in a drink, in Pimm's, in like...
In wine, fuck it.
Stick it in some wine. Mint is like...
Imagine.
On lamb.
Minty wine. Like, no,
everyone's like, what is this body? Why are there so many lemons?
Pop a mint in your lemon bowl.
So mint will go in anything, and it feels amazing to get it literally off a growing plant.
And also crucial that you get it off the growing plant when everyone's there and watching you do
it. Of course, don't waste that moment.
And please pop some scissors next to it so it looks like this is a thing that you do regularly.
Regularly. Mm-hmm. Lovely. Mm-hmm. So you've got that and be like, no, carry on about the divorce. Snip, snip, snip. So cook some peas.
Mm.
Obviously the easiest thing in the world.
Oh,
you literally can't go wrong with those. Peas in a bowl, bit of mint.
Mm.
Suddenly you're like, mint and peas? Oh, holy shit.
I mean, I'm not impressed, but sure.
Oh, you're not?
No. Okay. I would be if I was at a party. Keep going.
Would you not be?
I just like, thanks for the peas.
What are minted?
Sure, I'm so sorry. I think you might have to announce the fact that they are minty peas.
Oh, look, somebody once served them to me and I cried. So
okay, I'm so
sorry. They were so delicious. Okay, the broccoli. This is in Ottolenghi's book. Boil broccoli, normal. And then take it out, drain it. Bit of oil and salt and pepper on it, tiny bit of olive oil. Whoosh, 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 shake it up again while listening to someone else. Whoa, no, go.
Someone else is divorced.
Yes, yeah, so
everyone's getting divorced
now?
At Friday's Thursday
party. And then not a frying pan, but a grill flat pan.
Oh, like a griddle? Is that
a
what
griddle? Exactly okay. Right, with nothing in it.
And if you don't have that, just like a wok?
A wok, a pan,
any pan.
Anything will do.
Just any pan.
Make it hot. And then take your sort of oily broccoli out, pop them in there. And then, like, for, like, 30 seconds, they just make a sort of, like, char-grilled thing.
Charred broccoli.
And they, honestly, you're like, holy shit. Like, that was fucking cool. Like,
You've charred some broccoli.
And now it's like, when that, again, mint on that, that comes to the table.
Also, if you put kale.
Yep. Kale.
On a tray, put it in the oven for a bit.
Massage
Google
it a bit.
Oh, sorry. Do you?
Yo, yeah, you just got to want to scrunch it up a bit.
So massage it.
Yeah.
Put oil, lemon.
How are you feeling today?
Very tense. Oil, salt and pepper, obviously. Yep. And then you put it in, and they're like, they're crisp.
Crispy.
And they're really nice.
Yeah.
They actually taste of something.
And again, what you want is the most
bit of mint on it.
Bit of mint, again.
On each individual crisp.
You can't go wrong. But you want the most bang for your buck, basically, at every moment.
Yes.
Like, what's the most impressive thing I can make with the minimal amount of...
And then if you're panicking, being like, but hang on, I can't do anything impressive, it really doesn't matter. Don't
you've
worry.
You've made your minty peas.
If
you've
you're made not your crying, broccoli. It's very impressive.
Candles everywhere.
There's so many candles. You can't move.
So many candles.
For mint plants
mood
and
lighting.
Candles.
Listen, if you've got your mood lighting, you've got some dip,
Spotify
and you've
playlist.
Got some wine, and you've got your Spotify playlist, you cannot go wrong.
You will need actual food as well.
Maybe,
but
no,
otherwise.
No, you've got your dips and your crudités.
Of course, yeah, that's fine. Honest, that's a dinner party
that's
for me.
That's it.
So that's our tips.
Guys.
Just get some dip out and light a candle. Come on.
Come on, everyone. I've never felt more inspired. And if you are panicking about your dish, that it's not good, stick any kind of condiment, whatever is appropriate, like a mango chutney, a sour cream, a whatever it
ketchup.
Needs, ketchup, for God's sake, anything. That will transform people being like, oh, to being like, is there any ketchup? And they're like, I can eat this now.
Yes, absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
Some kind of dip in a jar.
Or olive oil and salt and pepper on everything.
On everything.
Absolutely.
But like just having the dips on the table
yes.
will make it be like, okay, this is edible now. I can just keep putting this dip on with every mouthful.
It's true. I can't taste it, but now with the ketchup, that's actually very nice.
Exactly.
I hope that helped. It was very funny, regardless of whether it helped or not. Don't really care, if I'm honest. Entertainment. That's what we're here for.
Please send us pictures of your dinner party.
Oh my God. Especially if it's anything like what Tess has been describing. I need to see this. Yes, at Nobody Panic Pod, tweet us, email us, nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com. Download, subscribe, do a little Instagram story saying you like the podcast. Try to spread the word because we're back on this new hot series and we will see you next week.
I'm absolutely buzzing.
As
I can't wait for dinner.
High on life.
Have a wonderful dinner party. Please have one. Even if you only invite one guest, that's still dinner.
That's not a dinner party. Even if it's just you. Every
yeah.
night's a dinner party.
Every night, that's
in
the
a
thing.
Way.
Every night's a dinner party.
It is.
And on that note,
goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Gamble.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.